Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The dawn of a new era. Even more of what you asked for from your talk radio station.
It's Glenn Beck.
The Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
New shows and more news.
Now on North Central Florida's talk leader, 97.3.
The Sky.
We've got our favorite congresswoman in the whole world, Kat Kamick, joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas.
One of the top stories, obviously, is these attempts on President Trump and the excuses, the Secret Service, whatever. And look, this all follows under the umbrella of Secretary Mayorkas. You and I both know if he wanted to do something about it, he could. Biden could issue executive warnings. But nope, it looks like it'll be up to folks in Congress to protect the candidate.
Yes. I mean, this is just absolutely absurd. And, you know, I was so upset, as so many Americans were, of course, watching this. But, I mean, how ridiculous is it that we have seen the leading presidential candidate take a bullet to his face, to his head, you know, get shot, and we're still fighting over an increased security presence? And it was admitted, I think, yesterday that the Secret Service did not advance the golf course. This isn't rocket science. He plays that course regularly. He does so pretty much weekly. And so this is a well-established fact. And so the failure, again, is drawing a really big spotlight to the Secret Service. And there's so much work to be done. Unfortunately, most of it will have to be done with a change of administration. But in the meantime, what we're doing this week is we are putting a bill on the floor and hopefully jamming the Senate with it, forcing them to sign it, to pass it, because we have to at this point. I mean, the man is going to see more attempts, unfortunately. The rhetoric of the last 8 years by the left has put a major bullseye on him. And so we're going to take action since the administration won't. And what we're doing is we're also including Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, in that, so that she receives the exact same level of security. So that will hopefully take some of the partisan elements out of it. But Donald Trump needs that security quickly and should have been yesterday, quite frankly.
Well, to our enemies, we look like a bunch of bumbling buffoons. It's not a good look. And that needs to be addressed. All right. Rate cut, the Fed's meeting. Some say a quarter point, some say a half. There are a couple Democrats actually calling for 0.75 points. Will this make a big difference in the economy, number one? Number two, will the Democrats benefit as we approach the election because of it?
So I think, I mean, if they were going to do a 0.75%, it might have implications for the election. It's just not enough time between now and the election to see the effects of a rate cut that's really anything a half to a quarter of a percent. So I really think that this is their last ditch attempt to manufacture something going with the economy. You know, all the experts and the economists have been saying, you know, this is a long time coming. They should have been doing this previously. Everyone knows that the rates are so high, you can't buy a home, you can't buy a car, you're stuck and flailing in the Joe Biden-Harris economy. So I don't think it's going to be much of a difference, because I feel that most voters pretty much know where they're at. And there's such a short amount of time between now and the election, there won't be enough time for us to really see the impacts for those undecided voters.
We need you to put on your Uncle Sam hat and say, we need you to be a poll watcher.
Yes. I have direct orders from the Trump campaign that we have several precincts in Marion County, Alachua County, Columbia County specifically, that we need poll watchers, and we've got to get people signed up and trained by the end of the month. There's about 106 locations in Marion County, 76 in Alachua County, and I can't remember how many in Columbia off the top of my head, but go to protectthevote.com. Please sign up, protectthevote.com. Sign up, work one shift, work two. We have early voting to cover as well as the day of. If we want to ensure election integrity, we've got to have all hands on deck. So please make sure you guys sign up at protectthevote.com.
We all talk about election integrity and all the things that we want done. This is something where we can actually make a difference. So protectthevote.com. Jump on that. And coming up, we have the RRBTBJBBQ.
Friday. Wow, say that I'm fast.
Yeah. Friday night. Are you going to be present?
Yes. Even though I got up to Washington yesterday, I'm going to be flying directly back home. Say a quick prayer and fingers crossed that there are no flight delays, but I'll be heading straight back on Friday, because who wouldn't want to be in town for the biggest party of the year? Black tie, blue jeans, 6 o'clock this Friday at Legacy Park in Alachua. We have an incredible lineup of speakers. So much hard work has gone into this. So shout out to the Alachua County Republican Party. Black tie, blue jeans this Friday. I will be there. So everybody needs to be there. Let's show up and show out.
Hey, real quick, too. We had the pagers blow up on Hezbollah. And, it's a big deal and a big story. What can you tell us about that?
So we're actually getting, I'm sorry to laugh, but I mean, I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
A bunch of terrorists getting their manhood basically blown off. That kind of hit me in a different way yesterday. And you have to give credit where credit's due. That was an absolutely ingenious mechanism to really identify and neutralize your enemy. So that was pretty incredible. But we will be getting a briefing this week on the technology and really the strategy and where we go from here. We want to be mindful of any kind of escalation, but I think it was actually a stroke of genius. And so the videos that keep coming out, it's pretty intense. So Israel's not one to be messed with, and they proved it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, look, they have the right to defend their homeland. They were attacked in October. That was utterly atrocious, the most innocent of lives lost, raped, kidnapped, all that. And they should be able to protect themselves against an enemy that's never going to give up, it appears. So
They never will, and that's the reason why I think it's so important that we stand with Israel. Is they are going to continually be under assault for their very survival. You know, and something that I want to point out is that crazy shooter, the guy who attempted the second assassination on President Trump. I was able to kind of sleuth through his social media before Mark Zuckerberg and co. took it down. And something interesting was he seems to have been very anti-Israel. He kept posting maps of Palestine, basically making the case that Israel shouldn't exist. And so they have to fight tooth and nail for their survival every single day.
Now looking for a possible Iranian connection with him and the shooter, Ruth. Congresswoman Kat Kamik, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you Friday. Safe travels.
Appreciate you guys. We'll see you Friday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.